USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump again drawing criticism from people who, in this case, are upset about the fact that he has likened the House impeachment inquiry to a lynching. The president tweeting the controversial reference just a short time ago, saying Democrats are denying him due process, fairness, or any legal rights. He added in the tweet, quote, "All Republicans must remember what they're witnessing here, but we will win." Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush firing back on Twitter, saying, quote, "You think this impeachment is a lynching? Then what the H is wrong with you?" From point to counterpoint, the top Republican in the House says of the impeachment inquiry,
"Is the hatred that great? Are they that upset about an election?"
That's Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The familiar sounds of a union strike in the Windy City as teachers remain out of work for a fourth straight day.
We are the union. We are the union.
Up and down reports coming from the inside of the contract talks. The mayor, Lori Lightfoot, saying she's been encouraged by progress, but she's expressing concern because the union's been pulling some members of its bargaining team away from the negotiating table today. A Colorado mother who portrayed her young daughter as being terminally ill is now accused of murdering the child. An indictment against Kelly Turner says she faked a series of medical conditions for 7-year-old Olivia Gant. Investigators say Turner gave Olivia medications that she wasn't supposed to have before she ended medical care for her in 2017. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Four more parents pleading guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. Federal prosecutors in Boston say the four changing their earlier not guilty pleas. Former Hercules Capital CEO Manuel Henriquez and his wife Elizabeth Henriquez changed their pleas, as did Michelle Genovs and former PIMCO CEO Douglas Hodge. They paid to have their kids' admission scores raised, and in some cases to have their children fraudulently recruited as athletes. President Trump ends up abandoning the idea of hosting the G7 summit at his resort in Florida, but he says having the event elsewhere is only going to cost taxpayers a lot more money. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
During a lengthy cabinet meeting Monday at the White House, President Trump says it's going to cost a fortune to host the next G7 summit. The president hoping to host the event at his Doral, Miami golf resort for free, no cost to the taxpayers, but Democrats and some Republicans opposing the idea.
I own a property in Florida. I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling, because there's a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it, because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling, but I would have given it for nothing. It's a lot of money I would have given away, like I give away my salary. I give away my salary.
And again, that was USA Radio's Robin Walensky filing that report. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.